T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, so imagine this. Your child comes home from school with an idea that they are actually the opposite gender. And they decide they want puberty blockers. You're thinking, how did you hear about puberty blockers? Well, I heard about them from a teacher at school. I need puberty blockers, Mom. Well, you say, you're nuts. We're not doing that. And the child wants the puberty blockers. Well, suppose their teacher, somebody, you know, friend's mom, whoever, takes pity on them, says, nah, you should have those, you should transition, you shouldn't have to go through puberty, whatever the left's talking points are on this, right? Suppose that adult, who is not you, who is not the parent of the child, decides, I'm going to put the child in the car, and I'm going to drive to Sacramento with the child, because Sacramento is a transgender sanctuary. What happens? Well, because Sacramento has just become the nation's first city to be a transgender sanctuary, guess what? As long as the person who drove your child, kidnapped your child, drove your child to Sacramento, stays in Sacramento, they can't be arrested for kidnapping. Think about that.
Yeah, right. It wouldn't take me long to think about that.
No, I'd be on my way to Sacramento. But they cannot be picked up or interfered with in any way. So what we're talking about here is a lot more than just some wokeism and some you know, ideas. This now has moved into state, well, in this case, city-sanctioned kidnapping. Suppose you're a parent, you're going through a divorce. You, the father, do not want to transition the child or do not want to give the puberty blockers, which have horrific side effects long-term, but the other member does. Judge says she can't take the kid anywhere. The parent who kidnaps the kid and takes him for treatment to Sacramento is protected from arrest, even though the judge may put up a warrant for kidnapping in South Carolina. So we're talking about the left beginning to kidnap or support the crime of kidnapping of children. That is how this would work. And the way that the city council of Sacramento did this, this is why it's going to affect people in states all across the country. The way they did this is the law forbids any police time or resources to go to, taking custody of the child or to arresting the person who kidnapped them. And so, I mean, I don't know where this is going to end up court-wise. It's going on in Maine, too. I don't know if you saw this, and kudos for our Attorney General Alan Wilson for this. He is one of the ones in the lawsuit. They are warning Maine. Maine is thinking about doing this. So you've got now 16 attorney generals saying, if you pass this law, which is another, they're going to make Maine a sanctuary state. If you pass this law, we will sue you. You cannot kidnap kids from South Carolina. You cannot tell my child's cafeteria worker, teacher, next door neighbor that they can just take my child to a sanctuary for transition. This is crazy.
Yeah.
This is state-sanctioned kidnapping.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. And it is political in nature.
And it simply says, you will raise your children the way we say, mm-hmm. or you will lose your children. And, you know, I can see this spreading. I could see this. If mom and dad make you go to a church that uses the wrong Bible, well, we're going to be a sanctuary for that now.
Or if you believe in the Second Amendment and you have guns in the house, oh my goodness, and ammunition for crying out loud. Yeah, I can see this spreading.
Oh, yeah. I'm convinced they're actually using transgender people to get this legal precedent to do all those other things. I've been convinced of that for a while. I mean, this is an awfully large obsession for a very tiny minority of the American people.
Yeah.
And I think they're looking at the legal precedent. Well, if we can do this for if your child's transgender, we can do it if your child doesn't want to go to church with you on the weekend. Because they don't like your church. They don't like what your church teaches, which is like every other teenager, right? They all rebel. So, or they question or whatever. So you've got that going on. This is nuts. At the same time, you're seeing the EU make a pretty big U-turn on this issue. We just saw the state socialized medicine system of the UK say, nope, no more transitions, no more puberty blockers, no more cross-sex hormones for minors. Not going to do that. Bad outcomes. So you can't even get that from the government anymore in the UK. They're done. In France, the Senate commissioned a study of transitioning children with transgender treatments. Not adults, children. The resulting study, this was a study of medical studies.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's just, like a meta study.
Yes.
Anyway, my head's spinning too.
Yes.
Called it one of the these treatments for children, one of the greatest ethical scandals, in medical history. So the practice of sexually transitioning children will be remembered as one of the greatest ethical standards in the history of medicine, a report commissioned by the French Senate stated. So it sounds like France, we don't know yet, but we'll see, is beginning to go in the same direction as the UK.
Which is to the right of where this country
is. Yes, of where this country, that's what's so incredible.
Yes,
you should look to Europe
stunning.
And go, oh no, we'll be there in 10 years. Let's hope not. And now Europe's going, man, those people are nuts over there across the sea.
Yeah.
We're going to, you know, we're not doing this anymore. You know what I think is ultimately going to stop this, though, even if you have these lawless blue regions, is just the lawsuits.
Yeah.
I mean, you have people like Chloe Cole, who's currently suing her doctors. I mean, she's 17. One of her ovaries, she'll never have children. The other one, they don't know if it'll work from the cross-sex hormone. She's already had a mastectomy. She's not even 18.
Yeah.
And she changed her mind. She said she wasn't given any really other options. She was told by her doctor this was the problem and these were the solutions and she should go ahead and do this. She says she never knows. She doesn't know if she'll have a child. She's only 17. I mean, that's just heartbreaking. So these doctors are being sued as I think lawyers dig in and go, hey, there's money to be made here. I think maybe you'll get to this place where, you know, they can legislate whatever they want, but good luck finding a doctor who's going to do this.
You know, it's got to be nuts and we're rooting for the lawyers.
I know. Because, yeah, at least for money, they'll do something sane.
Yeah.
So Texter writes, Marxism destroys all sorts of social norms, ride every wave. Now, the texter writes, hey, Tara, the Sacramento law sounds like a wonderful opportunity for pedophiles. Look, I've said that's where they're going with this, too. Because when you have the UN saying we need to legalize all relationships between children and adults, well, now you want to date your 35-year-old soccer coach and you're 14 and your mom's like, heck no, well, love is love. And so when you end up with sanctuaries for that kind of thing based on the legal precedent of the transgender sanctuaries, I think that's where they're ultimately going. And make it a sanctuary for everything, from illegal immigrants to whatever debauched thing you want to do, including relationships between children and adults. And it's exactly where they're going.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.